Full of Sound and Fury is a podcast for adults, by adults, containing adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
And we're recording.
Here we go.
I wonder if the reason my laptop was acting up was because of all the stuff I had to change to make League of Legends work on it.
We were just talking about that.
It seems unlikely because I only had to reset something in Internet Explorer, which I don't actually use, but LOL, like, keys off of. So, yeah. Brady would have been proud of me, man. I was doing some real hardcore fixing my computer the other night.
I'm amazed that a game has pulled you back in. This feels like when you waved the authority at me over a decade ago.
Yeah, it could be that. I don't know. I've been trying to like reimmerse myself in aspects of nerd culture. I let lapse. I tried playing Magic the Gathering a little bit earlier this year too. So.
Yeah, I tried learning it.
Yeah.
It's not as fun when you don't have any friends.
I feel like that should be their mantra.
It's a big drawback.
That'll be our unsponsorship for this episode. Right? What do you think?
I've not played League of Legends. Are you telling me it's free?
Yes. It's a freemium game.
Yeah. Free to play.
But I have spent $0 on it thus far.
Oh, okay.
Let's open her up, all right, before we get into anything. Ladies and gentlemen, America, your eminence. It is with great pride that I present the 50th episode of Full of Sound and Fury podcast.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they said it couldn't be done. And you know what? They were almost right.
Every time.
Yep, that is the truth.
It's really not the start of a podcast until you hate yourself.
Also a little closer to the truth than I'm willing to admit or concede right now, even though it is true.
Well, just kicking this thing off, diving right in, Pee-wee's Big Holiday. That's on now.
It's the big news of the week.
That's okay, well, hold on. I'm Cyrus Morazavi of Kirkland, Washington. Watching Pee-wee from the ATX is Keyshawn Xavier. Lastly, newly engaged, also from the ATX, Ariel Rodriguez.
Thank you. Yes, I am newly engaged, and that doesn't mean I hit warp one. That means I'm going to get married.
Actually, it means both.
Maybe that's a good way of looking at it, yeah.
Okay, so tell me about Pee-wee Herman. I guess that's what we're talking about.
Hey, I made it 3 minutes in before my wife said, "Why are you watching this?"
Wow, you actually tried to watch it, okay.
I did.
Almost 200 seconds.
Yeah. I made it till he started looking lustily at a biker that came into his place of business. And I was like, nope, okay. Got my full Pee-wee on. That's all I needed. I can go another 20 years now. All
That's right. How you define epics on the Xavier Inn calendar there?
It's really
Pee-wee Herman films.
It's really weird of all the things Netflix is starting to, you know, throw out there that one of them was Pee-wee's Big Holiday or whatever it is.
Everything is 90s nostalgia. You got Full House again. You got Pee-wee Herman again.
Hey, did you see the big announcement for the next round of Marvel?
I saw that the date on the article you shared was April 1st, 2015.
Oh, no. Seriously?
Yep. No Moon Knight for anybody.
Oh.
I did not catch that.
Oh, now I'm brokenhearted.
Sorry to poop on that party, but.
Oh, you chat right on it. Right on it.
Yeah. To be fair, though, Moon Knight was never good.
Hey, it's good for like two issues, and then something.
Art was great.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it's basically Batman, but more schizophrenic and dressed in white.
Yep.
What is that audience for that character? The clan?
Wow.
Whoa.
I'm asking earnestly.
I don't know.
All right, well, it's been a while since we've done one of these due to scheduling conflicts created by illnesses and travel. So right, yeah. there is some legitimate real nerd news to catch up on.
Yes, there is. Yeah. Quite a bit. That's not Pee Wee Herman related.
Yeah, since you led with that, I'm going to pass this to Ariel. Ariel, what's interesting to you?
Well, I just finished binge watching Daredevil season 2, so maybe we can start.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was amazing. I think it was better than season 1. I just enjoyed all the characters. I think Elektra, it's a spirited, like a just great take on that character. It's so unique. I don't want to spoil anything, but
right, Cyrus, how far have you gotten?
I've gotten. Oh yeah, Daredevil is out today.
That's
where I'm at.
Okay, so we can't talk about stains or anything.
No, I went hiking today, guys. I went out with the fresh air. I'm so sorry.
You were.
I didn't do my job staying in and watching Daredevil. Apparently.
I started yesterday.
What's that?
I'm on episode 5. Actually, I'm halfway through.
Oh, I thought you said now I'm watching Party of 5. I'm like, what is happening at that house?
The 90s, man.
Back too.
Oh, my God. Okay, so it's good, evidently, if you can help the need to watch it in one sitting.
Great takes on Punisher, on Elektra. Great fresh takes on Foggy and Karen and Matt.
Yeah, it's really hard to stop.
Yeah. Especially when they end episodes on cliffhangers now.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Unlike last season.
Right, yeah.
So I have a non-spoilery question. Did they teach Karen how to act yet?
I think she did a better job this season.
Okay,
yeah.
And they move her character in an interesting direction by the end. I think all the characters are in an interesting place by the end, frankly.
Cool.
Cyrus, did you ever see Jessica Jones?
Hells yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Oh yeah, loved it.
Yeah, and they do more good work trying to weave all of the Defenders series together in season 2. So it's also good stuff. And the trailer for Luke Cage at the end of the season. Little teaser.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And they allude to some of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have a casting. That's part of the nerd news that we hadn't talked about yet. Yeah, is Finn Jones from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna try and be delicate, which I haven't been to this point on this podcast. Am I the only person that is okay with him, a white guy playing a white guy? I got nothing.
I was waiting for Keyshawn to jump.
No one wants to touch that one with a 10-foot pole. In this political climate, who can blame you?
Yeah, I was really trying to think of what's an appropriate joke. If they do it like the Immortal Iron Fist, I could care less about any race, creed, or nationality.
I mean, it definitely sounded like it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't type situation. I think if you make him Asian or you don't make him Asian, it's a messy situation. I think they could have gone another ethnicity. And maybe had an interesting take, but I'm fine with it, frankly. This is what the character historically is. They can own that. They can move forward with that. As soon as they picked Iron Fist, it's sort of a white savior story, no matter how you slice it. So,
is it though?
I think partially it is. I think they've done a lot of work to kind of unravel that and make it more interesting since Matt Fraction took on the nucleus of the character. But originally that's what it was, and I think a lot of people are just going to pick and choose the source material they want. To stir up whatever kind of controversy or argument
to make their political argument.
Yeah. Is there an argument out there?
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
It's Twitter. Of course there's an argument for everything.
Oh.
That's also their tagline. Arby's has the meats, Twitter has the rage. It's so funny that this has come up with this one because Danny Rand is literally the token white guy in the story.
Yeah.
Everyone else is going to be Asian.
Yeah, or
Why are we taking a stand here? And no offense, but why does a martial artist have to be Asian?
He doesn't. I mean, that's...
Yeah, okay. You know. Sorry to maybe throw the racist thing back at people making this argument, but...
Yeah, like I said, it's damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Yeah.
Either side of the major sides pushing for something, it's not a good look no matter what you do. So, you know, I think back to Finn Jones, I think he's got a good look for the character at least. And he seems to be a good actor based on Game of Thrones. So, you know, I'm hopeful from that perspective.
Well, Marvel Studios their record with casting is pretty damn good. Terrence Howard as Rhodey, notwithstanding.
Yeah. I mean, I got to say, like, and because I just saw the trailer for it again, like, I really love Mike Coulter as Luke Cage. Man, is he a good Luke Cage?
Yeah.
Yes.
I rewatched Jessica Jones recently, and I was like, man, this guy is awesome.
That entire series was well cast. I can't believe how good – is it Rachel Hunter? Is that her name? I'm blanking on the actress's name now.
Rachel Taylor, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, as Trish? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she's fantastic as Trish. I didn't know she had that gear.
Yeah.
She was just like one of the random hot girls in Transformers.
Right. And she has an Australian accent. I think the first couple episodes is sort of more detectable than later on. As she tried to kind of, you know, fake her American accent or come up
with it. Well, I think approximately one-third of Hollywood is Australian at this point.
And most superheroes are British, so, you know.
Yes. It was Captain Britain, and that's about it.
I meant Christian Bale, Henry Cavill.
Bale is Australian.
I thought he was Welsh.
Christian Bale?
I thought he was Australian.
Let's look it up.
Unless his Australian accent is an affectation.
I thought he was white.
Which would be really weird. I'm from Ireland, mate. What? What is wrong with you, Bale?
Well, Wolverine is Australian for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Thor.
Not Iron Man.
Christian Bale was born in Wales.
Okay.
Bloody hell.
But did he live in Australia? Yeah, exactly, Keyshawn.
Too his wrong. Mother was a circus performer, and his father, who was born in South Africa, was a commercial pilot. I'm going to go with no.
How did Christian Bale not become Dr. Evil with that origin story?
I don't get it. That was pretty standard, really.
when I was insulin, I was placed in a sack and beaten with reeds.
My mother was a French boulangerie.
Then I became a newsie. Then I became Batman. I'm Christian Bale.
Where are my pants?
Then I was John Connor until I flipped out at the cameraman.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was Iron Fist news. And I guess they sort of given away that Joy Meacham is also going to be a character because that was the little graphic that they had in the announcement.
Joy Meacham.
She's related to Wendell Rand, who's part of the origin story of Iron Fist.
Oh,
She's sort of like guys, she's a secretary of somebody, I forget. She helps run Rand Corporation for a little bit, I think.
Oh, okay.
So pretty appropriate to have her in the story.
I wouldn't be – okay. Because I was wondering if maybe Carrie Ann Moss might show up in that role.
Oh, that she's the lawyer. That's a different character. Yeah, and she better damn well show up.
She only got cut 12 times. She's fine. Was it 12? I don't even remember.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Man, I'm trying not to spoil Daredevil.
I feel like she gets cut again, dude. Wow.
Will they just wheel her in and cut on her some more? Great. No.
I can definitively say no, that's not the case.
All right, Keyshawn. So in other news, Teddy Sears is now playing approximately one-third of the characters on The Flash. How do you feel about that?
Why not? As long as he plays Iris, that's really...
it was an interesting development. I mean, everybody kind of was probably expecting it by the end, but that was good.
Were they? I wasn't expecting anything.
The whole Hunter Zolomon thing got me thinking he's got to be involved somehow.
I mean, I originally thought they were going with, oh, you know, it's going to turn out that Jay is the man in the Iron Mask. And maybe he is still,
yeah,
too.
I was going to say, I think that might still be the case.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Is there a popular theory out there?
There's lots of theories. I don't know if there's any one that dominates at the moment.
Yeah.
All right, has everybody here seen Deadpool?
Yep.
Nope.
Nope? I thought you were actually going to go.
No, I just might watch it on video now.
Okay.
Okay, let me counter your query with a query of my own. Are you? What could you possibly spoil for me in a film of that nature?
Of Deadpool?
Yeah.
It was.
Okay.
I don't know.
What?
there's nothing much to spoil.
I know, right? It's like there's gonna be there's a twist. He was dead the whole time, and it wasn't his name. It's why you knew. And I'm like, all right.
It's the first Marvel titty we've seen.
Via Fox, though.
Via Stan Lee.
What?
What? Really?
Stan Lee is topless?
Stan Lee plays the titty bar owner.
Oh, right. So, like, yeah. It's not, he's not, he doesn't bare his breasts.
Yeah, because
the way you said it.
No, I meant that he was sharing the first Marvel titties with the world.
Ah.
Excelsior.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Other than that, it was a good X-Men movie.
All right, but just to be clear, he's not nude at any point in this film, right?
Stan Lee?
Yeah.
No. He's just surrounded by titties.
Okay, woo.
Make mine Marvel.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
it's also one of the first 4K movies that are going to be coming out.
Really?
Yep. So go and buy your 4K disc player.
And a 4K TV.
Yeah, and a 4K TV. You're ready for Deadpool.
Alrighty, Rue.
It was a good soundtrack. No spoilers there.
You had a soundtrack. Damn it! How dare you?
Oh, Preacher's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Apparently that killed the South by Southwest.
Oh, did
That's
it?
That's what I heard, yeah.
All
yeah.
Right. Great.
Sometimes Twitter's not for rage. The other tagline. Twitter approved a Preacher.
Yeah, apparently they've kind of toned down the supernatural nature of the themes a little bit.
Oh, okay. I wonder if his buddy's still a vampire.
I don't know.
That'll be interesting.
Apparently the thing that the genesis that possesses him is somehow alien in origin, maybe. They kind of were more ambiguous about it. Apparently, in the first episode, I of course haven't seen it, but
doesn't that change the whole story?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. At least they kind of make it look like it comes from space, but who knows?
Oh, that feels like Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes reboot. Like, you clearly don't understand why this was cool.
True.
Damn. Speaking of AMC. I sampled Into the Badlands.
I have also sampled Into the Badlands.
What did you think?
Martial arts is great, but man.
All right.
Yeah.
Ditto. Yeah, it's really it's some cool fight scenes, but there is nothing there holding that shit together.
No, yeah. Not at all.
I watched Daredevil season 2 two times.
I felt bad for Chris Hardwick.
Ah.
I don't know who that is.
He hosts the Talking Dead show, but AMC has started like trying to do the same thing with other shows. And they were foisting him in the middle of that show as well.
Oh.
It's just like, you know, he knows he's pimping a bad drug.
Yeah, sometimes we got to do a job.
They renewed it for a second season.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I actually decided to go ahead and watch it.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, well, they also renewed Legends of Tomorrow. That means nothing. it's still a boil on the ass of humanity.
Ishan, still not a fan?
unless I'm up to date on it, so unless you've seen some more episodes that haven't come out yet that are awesome. All now. Or god awful shit.
I will concede that it's the weakest CW show.
by its own self admission in the first episode, when they flat out declared that all of their characters are Nobody's.
Yeah.
And then have backed that up for about 8 episodes now. I get angry at the TV.
Something of a relief.
Yeah, it's one that you don't have to watch.
That's exactly.
Nice. Yeah, it's completely, it has no effect on any of the other shows.
Yeah. And that's why these things are getting greenlit, to go back to your earlier question, Keith. There's just so many channels now with streaming now, too. They just need the content desperately.
That's okay.
Even if it's not that good.
Yeah, I'll take it.
How about that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Oh, hell yeah.
That the villain Hive is generally creepy now. Like, they did a good job.
No kidding. Yeah. I'm still enjoying that show. I cannot believe how bad the first episode, 8 episodes were. And they really tried to call everybody out, but I stuck with it, and thank God I did.
Yeah, they were just treading water for Captain America to blow S.H.I.E.L.D. up.
No kidding.
Right.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Agent Carter this season, season 2 as well.
Not being renewed.
Yeah. So far, yeah.
She got a part on some, a major part on some other show.
Which is also on ABC, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my understanding from inside sources is that she did that because she knew they weren't coming back.
I don't know.
So.
And they announced that like halfway through the season, so.
Yeah.
What kind of decision making is going on in the background there?
Yeah. Well, that's okay. You don't need to have like 8 seasons of Agent Carter necessarily.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be good if they had like at least another, if they resolved it somehow, either a flashback on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something. They resolved the story where they left it.
Oh, no.
Oh, was it? Did they leave on an ending? Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. They don't end it on a cliffhanger, but they kind of set a lot of things up that hopefully they resolve in some other way.
Okay.
If it doesn't get renewed ultimately.
Yeah.
So all that went on. Any other nerd announcements?
We got to talk some trailers. Keyshawn, what was the more disappointing trailer for you, X-Men Apocalypse or Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters, without a doubt.
Now, have you seen the new Apocalypse trailer?
Oh, yes, and trust me, there's a lot of hate to go around. But you didn't ask about hate, you asked about disappointment. And I had no expectations for Apocalypse.
So, I expected the apocalypse. I'm gonna disagree with you there.
I expected the apocalypse, and it appears that I am getting it.
Yep. Ditto.
Yeah. But the Ghostbusters was, you know, there was a chance, and so far I'm not enthused at all. So that means I might actually enjoy the movie. You know, if it anything better than what it currently appears to be. Oh.
That does look like that was a spectacularly bad trailer.
Yeah, it was. It's like all the intelligence was sucked out of Ghostbusters is what it looks like.
I don't know. We'll see how it ends up being. I mean, I think that's a pretty tough needle to thread, given all the controversy and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where. Yeah, you know, a lot of people wanted them to be an exact copy of the original. They wanted to be something new too. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I would give it more of a shake if they weren't pitching it as a reboot.
I gotcha.
You've come down very strongly in that camp. Go ahead and talk about that for a second. I'm curious as to why. But is it just the idea that the sequel was so easily there?
Well, yeah, the fact that the very first Ghostbusters talk about everybody had 3 mortgages on their house. It's the 80s, and just think of the franchise opportunities. It was right there. They could do franchises. They could be anywhere and just continue on and be a franchise wing of it. And the fact that they're instead going, no, we're going to wipe the whole slate clean and just do it anew. I'm just, ugh.
So you're really upset it's not Ghostbusters 3?
No. They could be Ghostbusters 3 and not have any of the original characters in it. That'd be fine.
Well, they don't.
I know.
To be fair.
Yeah, right.
They're new characters that are like the old characters in some weird way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like that was done. It was done well. So it's like redoing Casablanca. make a sequel. Don't try and redo something that was already perfect. Because I don't think they could possibly do it better. If we're lucky, they do it as funny. But all indications from that trailer suggested it was just kind of the standard humor of the day as opposed to anything smart.
But I will concede that they really did have a nice setup there for a sequel. The problem is it's just they waited too long. The original cast are in their 70s.
Oh, yeah. And again, I'm not...
I think they kind of forced them to go reboot.
Well, no, I don't... You could still redo it and not have the original cast in it. You know, again, if it's a franchise kind of thing, you could do that. You wouldn't have to have all of them. We all know that they could get Winston for a six-pack of beer. He would come back. I've seen Winston at San Diego Comic-Con, and let me tell you, brother.
Brother, I've seen Winston at Austin Comic-Con.
I know.
And the man's name is Ernie Hudson, for God's sake.
Yeah, he's going to say.
I know. The only thing better than that is the black dude from the original Battlestar. That's the only person I've ever seen at a Comic-Con that was sadder. Boomer. I saw Boomer sitting there, and there was just lines of people lined up for nobodies all around him. And there was no one for Boomer. Just nobody. I felt bad for Boomer. And the only one that's sadder than Boomer is what we're talking about now.
Nah, Ernie Hudson's awesome. He was great in The Crow.
I think so too, but I think they could get him. They could get him real quick. And for that matter, they could get Billy Dee in the next Star Wars movie. Let's knock this shit out.
Well, I hear rumors he's going to be in it.
I hope so.
That would be cool.
That would be excellent. I would be ecstatic. As long as they don't kill him. Man, I had too many horrible jokes go through my head right there. Sorry.
Like a lightsaber going through your gut or something? Is that what...
Well, I was thinking more like a drive-by.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Terrible. What would a Star Wars drive-by look
like? Wars drive-by?
It's just an AT-AT that just shoots you in the face.
It's stormtroopers, so it misses you 12 times.
Okay, there's
right,
that too, yeah.
Exactly.
It's a car full of stormtroopers. They come by, they shoot, and nothing. Nobody gets hurt.
And then the speeder bike crashes into a tree or something, you know?
So anyway, I think that they could have done a spiritual sequel, even if they didn't have the original character, not any of the original characters, you know, that they could have picked it up.
I agree, but my question is, why do you do that? To me, the joy of the sequel is having Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd and Ernie Hudson, back.
I think
if you can't get those guys back due to age, why bring the rest of the baggage? Why not just start over?
I think you wouldn't bring the rest of the baggage. You'd pick and choose the good baggage you want and then tell a new story, as opposed to they've taken all the baggage and set it up in front of them and said, we're going to try and carry this load too. And I'm afraid that before they get three bags in, they're going to fall flat on their faces. And you've got far more baggage trying to retell the story with a different set of people trying to make different jokes with the same story. So I think that they've set the hurdles too high in front of it. Now, I'd love to be proven wrong and let it be funny and great. And, oh, thank God, I'll be the first one happy. But I feel like they missed an opportunity, and if it sucks, I know why.
And well, I don't feel great about that trailer. It looked very, very pedestrian, and I expect a lot out of that group. And I was cool. I was like, you know what? If this is the only way I'm going to get more Ghostbusters, that's fine. Sign me up. I'm in. But if I don't want them to kill the franchise.
yeah, ditto. I agree. It took this long to make one.
Don't Batman and Robin the motherfucker.
Exactly. Thank God that somebody got to resurrect that one. We'll get another one if they screw it up, though, because they're not going to let that license die.
Exactly. I mean, they have a whole subdivision of the movie studio now devoted to just managing the Ghostbusters property.
Yeah, you know, and we just can't wait another 20 years. I've only got, you know, 30 or 40 left.
Well, they need to fire that division because they were behind this film theory.
Well, well, let's not pass any ultimate judgment until the movie's out.
That's fair. That's fair.
But all signs point to fire that group. So
yeah, it's early yet. It's super fair. When does it come out?
July.
I think it's July 15th.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Believe it or not, I was watching Talking Dead earlier, and they had the director for Ghostbusters on there.
Had the Ghostbusters on the Talking Dead? That's weird.
I'm telling you, yes, they did.
Okay.
And the poor bastard. I mean, it's the director for Ghostbusters. And he looked like, what am I doing here?
That's so weird. That's like, you know what? Let's put him on PewDiePie on YouTube too while we're at it.
Right.
What? Why? All right. I guess we're doing this.
Yeah. I don't know.
Who the hell are you again?
Right. Exactly.
I'm a YouTuber. What the hell is a YouTuber?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much it. Let's see.
All right.
What other nerd news? There's a lot of nerd news.
There's one last one.
Trailer. Anyone?
Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Hold on to that. We'll come to that because that's coming around the corner. We'll talk about that one last time beforehand. But no, Ariel's right.
What?
We got a Civil War trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Final one.
Oh, hell yeah.
I knew it. I knew they were going to wait till the last freaking trailer to reveal Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah.
They did a great job, though, I think.
They did. The outfit's a little weird, but I don't mind.
Yeah, they had to. I think they had to strike off from the previous five movies.
Yeah.
So, you know, a little bit more of a comic booky direction, but I like it.
Please tell me they're not going to do another freaking origin story.
I don't know if the producers have said or not whether they're going to do that.
I believe Kevin Feige. I always get that wrong, so my apologies.
No, I think
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, me. Is on record as no more origin stories.
Oh,
I think in general, and especially with Spider-Man.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're doing Iron Fist, that'd be okay.
Only if he's Asian, though. I don't want any more white guys.
I think so. If you look at how they treated Jessica Jones, it seems like they'll just do it in pieces and flashbacks throughout the whole story instead of this like one flashback that goes all that just continues for an extended period of time before coming back to the present day.
Yeah.
What, like Spider-Man's on acid?
I don't know, man. That's not what kids do these days, right? It's whatever is done now.
Hang on, let me check Snapchat.
That Adderall infused, episode or something. I don't know.
Oh no, Spider-Man's on PEDs. I guess the initial bite is a PED if you think about it.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, what the? Who cares though? Rogers juiced. Fucking Captain America is using PEDs.
Well, yeah.
Using the best PEDs.
I mean, yeah, he's Captain America.
I gotta say,
juice.
Changing the subject, I gotta also say, Ant-Man riding Hawkeye's arrow was awesome in the trailer as well.
Yes,
another highlight for me.
Hell yeah!
My highlight was Winter Soldier trying to shoot Tony Stark in the face.
Oh yeah, there's that too.
God, that was
crazy.
Cool. The look on his face was great.
Oh, and Black Panther when he's fighting. And the helicopter starts shooting at him. He just turns around like, the fuck? That was awesome.
Do you think they're really going to call him Black Panther or just Panther?
I have no idea. I mean, that's the character's name,
I know, but...
it's a little dated.
Well, I guess they are going to call him Black Panther because when they announced it, it said Black Panther on the screen at the time. So.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's a known quantity, but I think your question was fair.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe they refer to it. I mean, like they do with Daredevil, they rarely refer to Daredevil as Daredevil. So maybe they call him T'Challa
or something. The Devil of Hell's Kitchen, which just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, well, some, yeah. You know. Anyway, he still looked awesome in the trailer.
Yes, he did.
I guess I'm the odd man out here, though. I really enjoyed all the dramatic scenes between Downey and Evans.
Yeah, that stuff was great, too.
Me too.
I was like, oh, man, they brought the acting chops out for this thing.
Yeah, they did. They did. It's great. But, you know, it got my wife asking questions about, you know, she thinks they're on the wrong side. That Iron Man and Cap are on the wrong side. And I was like,
it's like she's married to both of them.
Well, I think it's got the good news is it has engendered a let's rewatch all the Marvel movies leading up to Civil War.
So, that is the best possible outcome of that
story. Exactly. Exactly. That's what I thought.
Because in your head, you were just – she just wordlessly walks over to your Blu-ray collection and just puts them in the trash and lights a match, right?
That's right. drops the mic.
Well, if you boys can't play nice.
Here's a question for you guys. Do you think the movie will end the same way that the comic book ended?
Oh, that'd be great. Well, wait a minute now. Hang on.
I was like, wait, what?
Hang on.
He has to remember what the hell you're talking about.
Well, no, I do. But the thing is, the comic book ended before it really should have ended. Because if you remember, the Civil War comic, you know, it just ended with Cap losing. It wasn't until...
He surrenders to arrest.
Yeah, and then I guess I meant the subsequent issue of Captain America right afterward.
Exactly.
Captain America 25, yeah.
That's why I did the double take. If it ended where the comic book did, hell no. If it ends where the real ending was with the shooting, oh, hell yes, that'd be spectacular. Although, boy, they're going to have to really try and figure out how to resurrect his ass after that.
It's a bullet through time, man. It's all good. It's been done. Ask DC how they solved that problem.
No, don't do that. They're still working on not another reboot over there.
Yeah, it's they're gonna rename the movie from Infinity War, Avengers Infinity War, to Avengers Infinity Crisis, and it's all gonna be.
Oh no.
Oh God. And then Captain America could punch a hole through the time wall.
There you go.
Great. Why not? Then Zedmore come in and save them all.
That's an interesting thought, Ariel. I hadn't really considered how they might end it. I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, this is the jaded part of me answering, but I feel like Chris Evans' contract might give us a clue.
Well, Robert Downey Jr.'s as well.
Yeah.
Either of them, frankly, could die. I mean, it's a fitting end to either character. They've been around for so long.
Can you let RDJ walk away now that Iron Man is their biggest character in the stable at this point?
I think they're going to.
Yeah, they're going to. If it's not in this movie, then it's Infinity War for sure.
Yeah.
I think they're all going to go away until Infinity War Part 2, and then they're going to bring them back for that final.
Could be.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, at some point they are going to have to address the recasting of these guys as they get older.
Well, they interviewed with Feige at something like day before yesterday just about that, and it was him or somebody else from Marvel that was basically saying that they could put Iron Man on the back burner.
Yeah, that was Joe Russo, one of the directors.
There you go.
Okay, well, this segues actually nicely into. The last bit of nerd news I wanted to bring up. Speaking of old guys that need to stop being characters, Indiana Jones 5 is currently set for summer 2019.
Well, I mean, can you blame them?
And Harrison Ford is somehow involved.
Well, you know, George Lucas is not, so there's hope.
Yep.
Really? Okay, hang on. I want to quote you guys some numbers before you sign off on this. As previously discussed in an old episode, in The Exorcist, Max von Sydow was 43.
That's unbelievable.
As the old priest, although a lot of that was makeup. In 83, when Connery played Bond for the last time in Never Say Never Again, he was 52.
He who? Max von Sydow?
Yes. No, goddammit. Sean Connery.
We're just going to track Max von Sydow's age for every movie released from now on.
That's what you were doing when Annie came out in 1986. Max von Sydow was 47 years old.
Last week when I went and saw Deadpool, Max von Sydow was 82. In 85's A View to a Kill, Roger Moore was 57. In 2008, during Indiana Jones 4, Harrison Ford was 66. He will be 77 when this film comes out. Yeah, he wants to be Indiana Jones and somehow Decker from Blade Runner also.
How old was Sean Connery during Last Crusade?
Let's extrapolate here. Never Say Never came out. He was not even 60, I don't think.
Oh, really? Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Man.
He was 52 when Never Say Never Again came out. That was 6 years prior to The Last Crusade.
Damn. Huh. Well.
I think he was younger in The Rock than Harrison Ford was in Indiana Jones 4.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I need someone over at Disney to stop the madness.
They can't stop printing money, man. They're going to bring Indiana Jones back.
Recast the fucking character, for God's sakes.
I mean, who's to say they won't? Who's to say they won't recast Shia LaBeouf's character and have Harrison Ford, like, on his deathbed or something?
I suspect that Shia LaBeouf may never ever exist again in a film, Indiana Jones or otherwise.
Yeah, so they recast his son as with someone else, and... Yeah. He pulls a Leonard Nimoy for his character, and it all works out.
I guess. I don't see the value of Indy at this point being played by Ford at any point. I don't get it.
I mean, to me, it's just like they need him because he's the draw to the film.
Well, look, it was always planned that he was going to be the father of Jason Bourne. I think this... This is where it
Walk me through it, Keyshawn. I'm a little lost.
Get the whiteboard out. Let's do this.
That's some real lost shit right there.
Where's the underground bunker with all the math and radar readings and shit that tells us how that works?
Although Damon's back is born, though, in all seriousness, though, right?
Yeah, this summer.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. It's all coming to a head.
That's the fifth born film, right?
Yes.
Okay, you'll notice that Matt Damon is not 77.
Matt Damon.
He is in his early 40s. He's getting up there as far, you know, as action heroes go.
How long do you think Matt Damon will return to the Bourne universe? Do you think he would do it till he was 77?
I think his hip would give out. There is some shit that goes on in those movies that a 77-year-old cannot do.
But that's what everybody said about Indiana Jones.
You saw The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, right?
Yeah.
It was not a good film.
Well, that's why they're making another one, I'm convinced.
Okay, well,
like, we can't leave it on that. I think they all knew what they did.
No, it's search for more money. Ariel's right.
Yeah, and Disney's getting real good at unfucking franchises. Look at Star Wars. So.
Yeah.
I only did that three times. Ay, ay, ay.
So expect in the grocery store next to the Star Wars lemons and oranges that you'll have an Indiana Jones papaya or something.
That sounds delicious. I'm on board.
Sorry, I want an Indiana Jones coconut. I'll take bags of sand. That'd be awesome.
A coconut. Interesting. What about kiwi? Or is that for short round?
Oh, wow.
I think they ought to bring Short Round back.
Yeah, they should. As the guy who played the Clipper in Into the Badlands, that's what he should be now.
How old would Short Round be? If Short Round was like 10 or 11 in the 30s, if this next film is set in the 50s, he should be in his 30s.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tony Jaa plays Short Round.
That would be awesome. I need this. Hold on. Hold the presses. Make that happen, Disney.
That is a free idea. Please run with it.
Why not?
Holy cow, that man, that you just blew my mind.
like how we all just went and saw it, like, picturing it.
No, no kidding. I want to see that movie.
Please, God, make that happen.
You know what? Keep Shia LaBeouf. Have him be the incompetent guy, and Short Round is the competent guy in a buddy film where they go on adventures.
Oh. Isn't that how they made the last Green Hornet?
Exactly. Play? That is what the Green Hornet is. It has always been. You just do it with Indiana Jones.
Interesting.
What? My head went to a completely different film. Shanghai Nights.
Oh, sure.
That's what I thought you were going.
Which was the sequel somehow to Shanghai Cowboy, right?
Shanghai Noon.
Oh, yes. Okay, there we go.
There we go. I got it in the ballpark.
So I don't understand that franchise. Was that just Jackie Chan going east until he got home again? Was that the was that the plan?
There was like something about the Chinese immigrants being enslaved to work on the railroads, and he comes looking for a princess. Okay,
he's in the Old West, and then somehow he's in London.
Yeah, it was number two, I think.
What was the third one going to be? Was he going to join the Foreign Legion? And I don't remember. What was the progression here?
The progression is Jackie Chan does a racist movie to make money because American audiences can't accept him as a lead actor on his own. And then he goes and with that money makes three other badass Hong Kong films.
That's Orwellian, man. Orson Welles.
That's literally what happened.
I'm going to make a terrible commercial so I can film my fucking film.
That's pretty much what happens.
Ah, the French.
That's the Rush Hour banking strategy. Yeah, he's made some good stuff on that Rush Hour money.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Just doesn't make it to U.S. theaters, unfortunately.
I was just worried about the character. I was hoping he got home.
Oh, I have no idea.
But if it really was just a shit film and frankly somewhat offensive, then the hell with it. But
I mean, they're all just, you know, he just phones it in because he can, and they pay him lots of money to do it.
Yeah. Wait, that's on Hollywood, man. If they don't want to use it properly, then fuck them.
Yeah, that is on Hollywood, yeah. Big time, for sure. Yeah. Speaking of someone who's in their 60s that can still run circles around Harrison Ford, Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Is he still cranking them out?
He still does movies periodically, yeah.
I thought I heard he was wrapping it up.
Martial art flicks?
He does. Not straight up like old school kung fu historical movies, but he does still do action films and that sort of thing. He usually plays like an older character now. He's definitely
he's Murtaugh.
Kind of.
He's too old for this shit.
Yeah, kind of, or a teacher of some kind or something like that. But he still does martial arts.
Oh man, yeah, that's a good place for him to go. I think Jet Li went that way as well.
Yeah, pretty much the Hong Kong actors know how to transition their career.
Can one of them teach Harrison Ford to do the same goddamn thing?
Surely that'll be what this is about.
Well, they said that about the last one, and they made a point to take the fucking hat back.
Just blame George Lucas for that and move on.
Yes.
You know, guys, I really want to. I want to believe what you're telling me, but Spielberg was also involved in that damn thing, and Harrison Ford is also back, and he's showing a real unwillingness to let that character go.
I see your point.
Well, I'm hoping they were just being nice to George Lucas.
Maybe.
George Lucas has the
same. I guess what I'm asking is, why are they being nice to Harrison Ford? I want another Indiana Jones film, and I want it to be good.
Me too.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see what we get in 3 years.
Yeah. But I'm not trying to be mean to Harrison Ford. The guy's been great for a long time. I just you do certain things at certain points in your career, and this is just not his thing anymore. And he appears to be the last guy in the world to understand that. It's like it's Peyton Manning in the playoffs all over again, and I'm just not my heart can handle it.
Wow.
What, am I wrong, or am I just being a dick? I don't know.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah,
but I'm hopeful that at some point they're going to recognize this. They must already have a good script, because they always swore they would only do it if they had a good script.
That was Lucas's and Spielberg's Unholy Union. I'm not sure that necessarily means is the same thing any longer. That's the other troubling thing. It's the same guy they helped write The Crystal Skull.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, but there's red flags over this whole damn thing.
Well, speaking of Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, semicolon.
No, you had it. You got it out of order. Exclamation point.
I can start. Do you love
OMG?
Question mark.
Batman, I haven't thought about that fucking song in 20 years, Key.
I want to hold you in parentheses.
Oh, I have to cut all this dead air out now because I'm dying.
Oh, man. So, that movie's coming out. Y'all are still hopeful for it?
I remain hopeful.
I'm more than Ghostbusters, sadly.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? I think Dave Goyer somehow got the Dark Knight Returns, Doomsday, and Wonder Woman's origin and smushed them all together, and I think it might actually fucking work.
Hang on. We got more origins. Flash is going to be in it.
Yep.
Cyborg's going to be in it.
Yep.
Okay, what are you doing? You're Ay, vey.
Seriously, this thing's going to spawn an Aquaman movie. Amber Heard has been confirmed that she will be playing Mira in the Aquaman movie.
Who the hell is Amber Heard?
An actress.
Wow.
That's better than a fish. That's excellent. I'm down with Amber Heard. And I'm going to look this up right now.
Yeah, I remain hopeful.
Oh, she lives in Austin. Check that shit out.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how things go. But, you know, that last trailer got me feeling pretty good about it. So.
Oh, she was in The Danish Girl. That was a big deal. Oh, she's married to Johnny Depp. How is that possible? She's like half his age.
My God. Hollywood?
Hello? Hollywood?
Well, no, married in real life.
Yeah, Hollywood. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yikes. She played Ula Paulison. That's not a real person's name. Come on
Ula?
Now. Yes, two O's, L-A.
Ula. That sounds like the alien in episode 3 that gave birth to the
I mean, she's
Skywalker.
Cute, I guess.
Yeah, well, she's going to be Mira and all over your face. In
She was also in Ferdinand Lights, the movie. Interesting. Okay. All right.
For that one.
Well, you watch the show, right? Not the film.
Yeah, clear eyes, full hearts.
There we go.
Is that how you feel about Batman vs. Superman?
No. Man, it is really hard to say how I feel about Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, quotation mark.
Okay.
It's like I want it to be good, but man, I got a bad feeling about this.
I was right there with you until the promotional tour here for the first part of 2016 kicked off.
Oh.
And I just got to a point where I was like, all these commercials and trailers look really good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm afraid they're squeezing too much into it.
That's a very real fear.
If they don't, great, man. Will I be ecstatic? But I'm going to be keeping a keen eye out on Twitter for you two guys saying, oh, yes, this was great, because I'm going to drop whatever I'm doing and go see it that second.
Well, I've got my tickets already for opening night, so.
I have not gone that far, but
yeah,
I do plan on watching it.
Yep.
But skip Deadpool. I blame myself. I think if I were in town, I could have drugged you to Deadpool.
Yeah, probably.
You know, it's one of those movies.
Sure. I mean, I just... never was really into that character from, you know, the get-go.
Now, whatever marketer it was that decided to take, help me, what's the guy that plays Superman? What's
his name? Henry Cavill.
Yes, whoever decided to take Cavill and literally just put him in a Superman outfit with a jacket on and take him to Times Square, stand him in the middle of Times Square, and just say, see, look, the glasses would have worked.
Oh,
he's a genius. Great. Some bitch is standing there as Superman in the middle of Times Square.
Help me out. Is this a meme, or what are you referencing here?
No.
Yeah, it's an actual promotional thing that they did.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
Well, what's funny is just New Yorkers are just walking right by him. Not a soul notices.
But how much of that is people in New York being assholes?
Well, that's just it. I think that's the whole point.
I'm just kidding, New York. Only half of you are assholes.
If Clark would have worn the glasses in New York, that's all it would have taken. No one would have noticed.
Oh no, it's a real thing. One of our buddies had a Daily Planet cosplay party from a few years ago, as you might remember, Key. And I had the hair part and the glasses, and people didn't recognize me immediately. You know, that's fucking me. So yeah.
How old is Jet Li now?
Jet Li's probably in his 50s, maybe.
Damn. I was just wondering if he could play short round.
Wow.
Yeah, he's 53 this year.
Yeah, that was quick. That's some good Googling there.
So Connery gave up Bond before he gave up martial arts.
Wow.
Although he came back to do that spite film, so maybe that's not true. But
well, and you got to, you know, martial arts helps with the longevity too. So you can do things. If you started martial arts when you're young, you can probably last a little longer.
One would hope.
So you guys are done with Daredevil.
So
Batman versus Superman is next on your guys' slate. It sounds like, except maybe not Key. And then Game of Thrones season 6.
Oh Lord. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Keith's still got more of Daredevil to experience.
That's true. I'm only halfway through episode 5, so I've got 8 episodes left.
I have not started any of it, so it's okay.
Man, they definitely, and Keith will agree with me. They topped the hallway fight from season 1.
They did.
Cool.
Brutal. Just brutal.
I'm getting the chain so I can defend my house.
And I'll say this, like, in general, it is just so much more brutal in season 2 than season 1.
Oh, God. I didn't think they could be. Boy, they yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what happens when you keep saying, well, so you look at Deadpool was rated R.
Right.
I was like, all right, fine, motherfuckers.
Oh, shit.
You're going to whine about it.
But, I mean, it's like, it's not just to have a set piece. Like, it's worked into the DNA of the show.
It really is.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Because, you know, again, the reference into the Badlands, not so much.
Yeah. And I mean, with the Punisher running around and the hand, you're just going to, it's just, things are going to get bloody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Game of Thrones, and there's something else that comes back in April, right? I'm drawing a blank now. Man.
Well, the CW superhero flicks come off hiatus.
Yeah, that's like end of March.
Was that what you were thinking of? Or?
It was some other either HBO show or Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt comes back in April.
Yes. Yes, it does.
I have missed this one.
It is hilarious.
It is really good.
I'm trying to catch up to Venture Brothers. Still plowing through that.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's one I have to watch in the dark of night. My kids can smell animation from a mile away.
Ariel, I had a Game of Thrones question for you that you might be uniquely qualified to answer.
Since I never read the books.
Oddly enough, it has no bearing on the question.
Okay.
As you probably know, just from being on the internet and listening to all the Twitter rage, this season, most of what is going to happen is 100% new. The show has lapped the books.
Yeah.
Probably not new information. Now, this is not unprecedented. It's unprecedented in Western drama. But this happens all the time in Eastern cartoon series.
Oh, yeah, like anime, that happens all the time.
Right. My question to you is, because this happens, and the anime, you know, ironically goes faster than the comic books they're based upon, and they have to go a different way, do you know, does that phenomenon depress the value of the manga moving forward?
Generally, it doesn't, I think, because people want to read the original vision of the creator, so the manga continues to sell well, in even if the anime laps it and comes up with its own ideas mm-hmm. as it kind of goes along. I mean, it varies from series to series, but I think in general, people still continue to consume the manga just as they did before.
Okay.
I mean, there's also no usually no worry that the manga writer is going to die before they finish. But
right, well, that's another X factor in this question. But I was just because it seems like he just lost a lot of money. That's my gut reaction to what's transpiring here.
Yeah, and to some extent, I think so too. I think the popularity of his series peaked before he finished the series, and now, who knows?
I mean, it's a big show for sure.
Yeah,
Bad and The Walking Dead are in some order are 1 and 2, right?
Yeah, I think he almost did himself a disservice by letting HBO in on where he was going to take things instead of just letting them do whatever the hell they wanted. Because that almost makes it feel like, well, why should I read the books? Because HBO's going to get it probably 80% right anyway.
I believe that was factored in the contract.
Yeah, so...
He had to be like, you know, he had to tell them where it was going.
Yeah, so good for HBO and good for me as a viewer who hasn't read the books, but I'm not enticed to read the books now, so he lost those sales
for me
anyway.
Yeah. And to that point, I know for a fact that they're planning on taking different routes to the same ending. So there would still be some value there, but
I gotcha.
Enough to get people to buy the novels and the volumes they were? I think probably not.
Yeah, probably not if people are avidly consuming the show and the books.
Yeah.
Yep.
The other thing that hurts too is like I think the general consensus is the last two novels were far lacking behind their predecessors in quality.
That's what I read too, which made me even less willing to crack them open.
Yeah, so you factor all these things together, and it starts looking like someone just lost a lot of cash because he was basically an unprofessional jackass. See, Neil Gaiman? I'm not saying he's a bitch.
Oh, wow.
He's an unprofessional jackass. That's what I'm going with.
All right.
Yeah. So I was just curious because that was the only precedent that I could think of that would, you know, maybe map to what we're about to see here.
Yeah, I think so too. I can't think of another scenario where that was the case.
Yeah. Is Jon Snow dead?
How much do you want to know?
Was it in the books?
The book hasn't been written yet, man.
Yeah, but I don't know
things that the actors have said.
Ah, see, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, is the actor still around?
He is around.
Okay. Yep.
So either they're gonna that the woman with the demon in her vag. Is gonna
bring be more specific.
Bring it
back to Game of Thrones.
Holy crap!
Wow.
Oh, come on, that could be Cersei Lannister.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I don't think America's sitting out there wondering who you were talking about. I think you nailed it. I didn't expect you to nail that. That was great. We could stop right here. When you wonder when did we peak in this podcast, number 50, right there. Damn.
Well, I appreciate the congratulations, but finish your point.
No, I'm telling you, it was such a good point you just made. I don't remember what the hell I was talking about. I swear to God.
You were about to, I think, speak to how Jon Snow could still be alive.
Oh, yeah, well, assuming just like the other characters that they brought back to life with the the fire god.
Mm-hmm.
That I figured they were going somewhere with that. Because they haven't brought back the mom yet.
Nor are they going to.
See, that's where I was.
Lady Stoneheart has been culled from the show.
Damn.
They did an accounting and they decided they only had room for 31 plot points. So number the 32nd one had to go.
Damn.
I was also a little disappointed about that, but I've gotten over it with time. I'm getting enough of it in there. And they're also they've been very judicious about taking some really stupid shit out too.
Amen to that. When does it start?
Mid-April. I don't recall the exact date.
Okay, so
I thought it was a 20-something.
Looming.
Yeah. Somehow we have Jet Li's age holstered, but not the start date for Game of Thrones season 6.
Yeah, I had to look up that Jet Li's age. Oh,
fair enough. I thought you just had that shit ready to go.
Eighth of April.
Damn.
That's like 3 weeks.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah.
Y'all better. Oh wait, hold on. Yep. Maybe not. Maybe that was a incorrect headline. 24th of April.
Oh damn.
Okay,
5 weeks. All right, that's not too bad.
Plenty of time to binge watch Daredevil.
Daredevil. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Apparently, I can watch it 40 times. If needs be. I can't believe you guys finished that series in a day.
I did it in 2 days. I started watching yesterday, Friday, and then
I haven't finished it yet.
Okay, but you're halfway done, right?
I'm about a third.
There are 14 episodes this season.
Oh, okay.
There's 14? What?
Yep.
What?
There's That's so okay. much good shit, they had to add another episode.
I would believe it. I was on the record for this way back when on this podcast that Daredevil has a very rich mythology, one of the richest in comic book superheroes. I'm not surprised that they could mine the shit out of that for some amazing stuff.
Yeah, and let me say, I mean, you know, you have the overall Marvel Cinematic Universe where everything's tied together, but they did a really good job of keeping the world building of Daredevil himself, like the Daredevil universe. They did a good job of maintaining that and building out from what they did, but also making sure they touch on all the stuff that they did in season one. You know, they kind of built on that world.
I'm only showing 13 episodes.
Should be 14. A Cold Night in Hell's Kitchen, I think, is the 14th episode.
Yeah. Let me see.
But this is the part of the program where Keyshawn blames Sling TV for fucking about the last episode.
No, I'm on Netflix.
The
Cold Day in Hell's Kitchen is episode 13. I'm paranoid that I'm missing something.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I could have sworn there was 14, but maybe you're right. Let me look.
Well, I'm just paranoid that I'm
missing. Did you watch 13. Episode 13 twice?
It's 13. Was that awesome? No, it's 13. It's my mistake.
Oh, all right. Thank God.
Still, there's so much good shit in there. I'm surprised they don't have a 14th episode.
Fair enough.
I'm only on 5.
Yeah,
I'm on 1.
Yeah, that's a good place to be.
You watch the end of that episode, and you'll want to immediately watch the second episode.
No kidding.
It will hook you.
And the second one will get you into the third. And it's not until about the fourth that you can take a breather.
Yeah. The cliffhanger is just hot heavy. Yeah.
I've seen more Fuller House than I've seen Daredevil season 2.
Wow.
But just as much blood.
Not as much titty.
Wow.
Now, Jodie Sweetin's boob job was the talk of the internet for about a week there.
Man.
Doctor does amazing work.
Did you guys hear that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was off of The Sandman?
I did.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Well, I guess that's all the nerd news.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I was just going to follow that up with with The Sandman, I really feel like the actor that portrays him is going to be far less important to its success than the showrunner.
You're right.
They're going to need someone that can really bring that vision to television effectively. And
yeah.
Best of luck to him.
Who would that be?
Oh, boy.
I don't even know, man.
Has anybody done anything even like that?
I was just going to say, I can't think of a show that's anything like Sandman.
It's hard to find literature that's anything like The Sandman.
Yeah.
I think it's a tour de force.
Anybody on the CW be able to do it? That was a joke. That was a joke.
Oh, God, my heart stopped. I don't know.
From the makers of Glee.
Well, there's been five guys that have come and gone through The Walking Dead. Certainly one of those guys will be familiar with the material.
I thought Scott Dimple had been there from the beginning.
I don't know who the hell that is.
That's the showrunner.
No, the one guy left after season one, then season two guy got pissed because they wouldn't spend money. And he was stuck on a farm, so he left.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember that. That's when I left the show. Stop watching.
Yeah, two was the low point.
If we could get the two guys back from the True Detective season one, that feels like a strong play.
Oh, man.
Funakawa and what's the showrunner's name? I'm blanking. But
what was that?
I don't remember.
What was that horror TV show that came out for two or three seasons that was pretty good?
Tales from the Crypt? I couldn't even get it out in a straight face.
Oh, I was trying to think of like the appropriate joke answer too. I just couldn't get there fast enough.
Oh, damn.
Mr. Belvedere?
Oh, wow.
Oh, see, I can quit podcasting now. I got a Mr. Belvedere reference in.
There you go.
I'm never going to top
that.
The
Holy Grail.
Now I just got to work in Webster and I'm out. All right, what was the original question again? I've lost sight of it.
I don't remember.
You were asking about a good horror show. You talking about Penny Dreadful?
No. It had...
That's got a legion of fans.
Some house that people were moving into. I can't remember the name of it. That's the only thing I can...
The Real World.
Oh, wow. Puck is the greatest horror villain.
Keep even watching The Bachelor.
Oh. I thought that was a horror flick.
I thought this was scripted. Nope.
Oh, Jesus.
What is wrong with these damn women? Must be the house. It's cursed.
I'm trying to Google that damn show.
What is your search? I'm curious.
What is that damn show?
Oh, you're like an old man talking to your wife with the internet. Honey, what was that show I liked to watch?
American Horror Story. That was it.
Oh, the one with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of the other guy, that singer from what's that?
Damn it. Adam Levine?
Yes. How'd you do that?
Really? Adam?
That was supposed to be a joke answer. God damn it.
That was him. He was in it. You serious? You just pulled that out?
No, I thought I was making a joke, honest to God.
Really? Oh, wow. No, it was him. He was on that show.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I think I'm 99%. That was
Are you sure you were watching like The Voice on accident and you thought it was a horror show? I will believe you.
No, he's in it.
Wow.
And Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of a bummer that you weren't sick when Daredevil came out.
No kidding.
That would have worked out better, right?
Yeah. Well, although, I don't know, because my wife would leave me if I watched it without her. That's a good wife to have, but it means I have to watch it with her.
Man, imagine the fever dreams you'd have if you're watching some of those scenes.
My God. Oh, my Lord.
That's why you should do it.
I don't know.
Down half a bottle of NyQuil, flip on Netflix, and do that shit.
All right, hey, what is the proper term for when you're in a boxing ring, the name of the floor, is it the mat?
Usually when you're boxing, you say you're in the ring.
In the ring, but what's the floor called?
The mat. Usually the mat.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
With lowercase m and one t.
Yeah.
It's not a proper noun.
The mat, M-A-T-T, hits you in Daredevil, and then you hit the mat, M-A-T.
There you go.
I was just thinking about Matt Stains.
Oh. It's back to a pre-podcast conversation.
That's right.
Very nice.
And we don't mean Matt Murdock.
No.
Although
he was involved.
Had a role in it.
Yeah. Gross.
But awesome.
No.
So yeah, Adam Levine was in American Horror Story. Who knew?
All right.
I think we can end it there. I thank everybody for listening to Cool Sound Free Podcast once again. I've been Cyrus Mordozovi of Kirkland, Washington. Follow me at riseagainproductions.tumblr.com. With me tonight from Austin, Texas, of Kung Fu Conversations, Ariel Rodriguez.
Yo. So I'm also now from Yes, You're a Writer, which is a new podcast that I host with Joe Whittemore, who's an author, and my fiance. And we talk about the process of writing.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so you can find that on iTunes and SoundCloud. Just search for Yes, You're a Writer.
That's very affirming. I like it. Shall I be followed by No, goddammit, you're not a writer?
Well, we gotta make sure we motivate people properly.
I want to start that podcast. No, goddammit, you're not a writer.
Our first guest will be the guy from Indiana Jones 5.
Wow.
Batman v Superman, Dawn of Hope.
Oh, no, come on, be nice. That's not Gullier's fault.
This way.
He was tasked with that. That wasn't his fault.
I want a recurring bit on our podcast here called "No, Goddammit, You're Not a Writer."
Consider it done.
With Keyshawn. Just every time we get together,
it's gonna devolve.
Tell America.
Now it's time for Oboe Hell No with Keyshawn.
Oboe Hell No.
It's occasionally going to have a segment where we check in with your dad who complains about somebody not going to the bathroom in a movie.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Oh.
Legitimately angry at that. That's good stuff.
No. There's a latest round of it. I'm trying to remember what show it was. And it was...
It was Fuller House. No one went to the bathroom once in Fuller House.
No, it was some... It was some good movie. Just he wrote it off in the first 2 minutes. Like, literally rented it, watched 2 minutes of it, and then stopped.
Was it The Revenant, or?
No, it was something good. I can't remember now. And his rationale. We'll have to do that in the next go-around. It had something to do with that the 1950s did not look like the 1950s to him.
Burgess Price?
Yeah, that may have been it.
I'm taking a stab, right? Man. This is me going for broke twice.
Yeah, no kidding.
I hit with Adam Levine somehow.
I can't believe you got that one.
I can't believe he did it.
Oh.
Well, I guess I should outro you too, Keyshawn Xavier.
Yeah, oh, Bo, hell no. I'm not a writer.
Follow him at T-Bone, why not? This and previous episodes of Full of Sound and Fury podcast can be listened to at iTunes or fullofsoundandfury.com. This has been a Rise Again production, copyright 2016.
You have failed this city.